Mobile.
November Delta 7 Japan. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Zulu.
Yep. MD7J Bob here, mobile and over to the pool store.
Good to hear you today. What's your name, sir?
Name's Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo.
Here is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. Nice to meet you, Bob.
The other day we were talking about 160 meter invertel antennas. Materials and put one together?
Yes. Do you see the email on QRZ?
Is my email on QRZ? Is that what you asked me?
Affirmative.
It's on QRZ. And if you scroll down a little bit below the picture of my shack, there is a link to my website, which has got all my contact information and stuff on it.
Happen to know Gary Wise, do you? Whiskey Fuller, Echo Yankee?
Very, very well. He's on our contest team for the SCDXA. And Gary and I have contested together and done all kinds of stuff. He's been over to my shack for a weekend of contesting a few times, and we go up to our contest station, which belongs to Fred, K4RMs, and he's part of our contest team.
Cool. You guys must have your general and extra license.
Yeah, the team is extra, not that that's a requirement, but everybody on the team is extra.
Yeah.
I'm testing here. I think it's July, June or July, I always forget. The IARU World Championship maybe, or anyway, but we got a contest coming up here in June. We'll be up on our contest station up there on Nancy Mountain.
I'm only a technician class. I'm just wondering, what does FT8 mean?
Digital mode. It's a lot of fun. There's no voice involved. It's a digital mode that you use your computer and your radio with a piece of software, which is free. And an FT8 is weak signal is what that means. FT8 is a weak signal. And what happens is you send out, let's say, a CQ. Somebody comes back and answers you with a report. You respond to them with a report, and then you get a Roger, Roger 73 both ways, and then that's considered a legitimate contact. And it's become very popular, especially when the sun cycle was getting real bad, real low. FTA got real popular. But it's a pretty cool mode.
My guess is that FT8 had something to do with HF, but I wasn't sure until now.
It's an HF mode, and if you're interested in it, and I could be wrong on this, but I think technicians can actually operate FT8 on a lot of bands. I haven't looked to see what technicians can do in a long time, because I haven't been a technician in a long time, but for some reason I'm thinking that technicians can operate some FT8, get you a little bit more privileges on digital, but don't take that to the bank. Somebody listening might be able to correct me.
Hey, for the fact that I, as a technician, can operate on all the HF bands, that I only can do Morse code. But Morse code seems pretty interesting to me.
At a chart, see what's allowed on digital. I should know that, but I don't. But you forget a lot of the technician rules when you move up to general or extra, because you don't have to look so much and see if it's in your band allocation or your mode. But that is an interesting mode, FT8, and you probably really enjoy it. And jumping from technician to general, you get a big, huge leap in privileges, and the test is not that hard. I mean, if you can pass the technician, I believe you can probably pass the general. Now, getting to the extra, that gets a little bit more intense, but I would encourage you to try and get your general.
Definitely try that, Bob. I've reached my destination, so I need to get on in the office, and I will talk to you later on down the log. And thank you for the key, sir. This is Kilo Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Zulu, and I will be clear on your final.
You're always welcome up at the station if you care to look me up, QRZ or my website, and you can come up and operate some FT8. From my station, see what it's all about, and you can operate extra class privileges as long as I'm there. So if you care to do that, you're welcome most anytime. Just call me so we can set up a time. Have a good day at the office. ND78, listening.
4Z, okay.
Hey, Shane, how you doing, buddy?
I was going to tell you a couple weeks ago, I haven't heard you, but that contest a couple weekends ago, I just set up a little 857D that I got, and I was scrolling through, and I heard somebody give you a signal report, but I couldn't hear your side of it.
No report was.
It was 5 and 9, and I looked them up. It was somewhere over in Eastern Europe, and I think it was on 15 meters.
I went that contest a few weeks back. I think that was the worked all prefix, maybe. Possibly there was a couple of them that... that I don't generally operate all the contests, but I do the IARU and I do CQ Worldwide. And I may delve into some FT8 contests here in the future. I was just talking to Chan there a second ago, and I'm trying to remember if technicians can operate FT8, and if they can, on what bands. I just can't remember.
That they have all digital modes available on VHF and above, I think. But I'm not, I could be wrong on that also, but it seems like that was something that was available. And then possibly just Morse code on the lower bands.
I'm curious now when I get home, I'm going to probably look it up and see. It'd be nice if they could operate FT8 on some of the HF bands, you know.
I heard you say once you go past the technician, you don't really pay attention to that anymore. And something we should know. And I've got a band chart sitting on my desk that I've been referring to recently. So I don't know for sure to say 100%.
Yeah, what you're saying. And before I got my extra, I had a band chart sitting right there on a wall that I could always check, make sure I wasn't out of band or what have you. Since I got my extra, I kind of took that down. So, there you have it. ND7J Mobile.
Yeah, I started to respond to it just when I first set that station up. That contest was going, and I was like, oh, he's got a good signal. Let me see if I can reach him. And then I realized I was not, I don't think, it was just below my privileges. So, I had to put a quail on that one.
Additions typically will start out operating below the general class operating privileges to thin out the herd, so to speak. They'll operate only where the extras can operate, and that doesn't allow for so many people to be piling up. And then after 4, 5, 6 days, whatever, of a de-expedition, then they'll start operating the general class. And by that time, a lot of the extras have already worked them. On Prince Edward Island, that's exactly what I did. When the pileup got huge, I would go down below the general class. So I could work the pileup a little bit. I can manage the pileup a little bit better. But I when I operated there, it was not, every time I come on the air, it was nonstop pileup for as long as I stayed on the air. It was a lot of fun.
Station last night on that, I think it was on 20 meters, and he had a pretty good pile up. I couldn't break through, but I only tried for about 20 minutes.
I've seen a lot of Russian stations on the cluster since this war broke out, and I don't know if that's got something to do with the war or if I'm just not seeing them, but I have not seen or heard, and usually I see, if I throw CQ off on 40 or 80 meters early in the morning, usually I'll get Russian after Russian trying to work me. And I have not seen that, so I don't know if old Vladimir out there has put the Nick's Fix on ham radio or if they're just shying away.
That's what had happened. I was surprised to hear him. Both him and Zelensky in Ukraine had said no more ham radio at the moment.
Wouldn't surprise me. Not so much Zelensky, but Putin for sure.
He did that during World War II.
But, you know, it is what it is. Well, listen, I'm going to turn on the Spartanburg Highway here, and I'm going to get under all the wires. I'm probably going to get real static, Shane. So I'll say 7-3, and we'll catch you again. Drive safe, ND7J.
Good to hear you. ND7J, N4ZLK Mobile.
ND7J, mobile under the wires.